You know what? I think eventually we'll get back up in July at some point, probably to the old 30 degrees. I don't mind this 25 degree, 24 degree stuff, though. You know, it's quite comfortable and still warm enough to wear your shorts and your T-shirts and all that stuff. So there you go. So our summer set is in the books. We just heard Bruce Springsteen with Girls in Their Summer Clothes. From a record called Magic, which came out in 2007 on Columbia Records. Wrong. We heard Funny Cars before that with a song called Boathouse from a compilation record, well, a series of them anyways. The last one, actually, of the comp series. It came from Canada 5 from 1989, and that's a compilation record put out by OG Records. All five of them are worth a listen, folks. So track them down online and give them a go. They're great. The legendary Husker Du before that was Celebrated Summer from New Day Rising, which came out in 1985 on SST Records. Oh, the absent-minded professor strikes again. Hold on. Let's see here. Do this. We'll do this. There we go. Oh. Oh. Okay, there we go. Maybe. All right. We heard The Stranglers before that with Summer in the City from Written in Red. That came out in 1997 on WEN Records. Orville Peck before that with Summertime from the Show Pony EP, which came out in 2020 on Columbia Records. The Mavericks before that. Actually, I think I screwed. No, The Mavericks was actually a couple after, sorry. But we heard The Mavericks with Summertime from All Night Live Volume 1. That's 2016 on Mondo Mundo Records. And we heard J.D. McPherson before that with Just Like Summer from Night Owls. That came out in 2024 on New West Records. And off the top, we heard the ever-controversial Camp North Star Kids Chorus with Are You Ready for Summer? From the Meatball soundtrack from 1979 on RSO Records. There you have it. So let's hope that music set will help bring the nice weather in. And, you know, speaking of weather, why don't we do a little bit of weather? CKW weather, whether you like it or not. It's a little bit of a mixed bag here. It's 15 degrees and completely cloudy here in Winnipeg. When the wind's coming out of the northeast at 14K, not too bad. There's a chance we might get a few showers, and there's even a lightning bolt possible. So look out for that. And Wednesday, which is, it's technically Wednesday now, we're going for 21 degree high. The sun will hopefully poke its head out for a bit, but there's also a 60% chance of showers. The nighttime we go down to 12 and a 60% chance of showers remains. But listen, Thursday the 25th, yay, complete sun and 25. That'll be a great day. That might be the next time we're all able to get out into the gardens and stuff and tend to our stuff. Or I know I have to mow the lawn soon, so there you go. 14 degrees at night and complete clearness and complete stars and moon and UFOs. And Friday the 26th of June, 24 and complete sun. Another good day for being outside. 14 is the low again and again. We're going to see stars. We're going to see moons. We're going to see UFOs, constellations, the whole damn thing. But then Saturday as the weekend arrives, the 27th of June, it's going to be 24 during the day and complete cloud. And then at night, looks like it's going to turn to some more rain. 70% chance of showers at night. 17 is the low. Sunday the 28th is 23 and 70% chance of showers. Ouch. 18 is the low at night, and we're like looking at 60% chance the rain continues. And if you want to look all the way to Monday the 29th, 24 degrees, and it looks like a 60% chance we're going to rain again. So hopefully, you know, after Monday, we get some major clearing going on. And yeah, well, that's not the best weather report ever, but
weather.
But yeah, you can't win them all. You can't win them all. And yeah, I wonder if all this rain's going to they were saying on the news that this might bring out those pesky mosquitoes. And so far I haven't noticed. I've been out you know, doing some gardening, you know, and all that fun stuff, and I think I got bit a couple times and I was like, "Oh man, the mosquitoes are out." But then they seem to, you know, I haven't been bit since, so not too bad in the city. And I think they're doing the old spraying and stuff. I haven't heard the truck go down the street though, but that doesn't mean nothing. I mean, who knows? They could have come sometime when I wasn't paying attention, or when I was in a deep trance, a deep sleep, or something like that. So there you go. All right, have we passed 2 a.m. yet? We have. It's 2:05 a.m. and counting. So maybe what we'll do, we're in the last hour. So I want to play some local yokel stuff because that's what we do here on the Night Danger Radio Show and on CKUW. We are huge supporters of the local music scene, and it's actually very rewarding to be so. If you're, if you don't go out to a lot of shows, you might want to consider going. A lot of the local bands are just killing it. The shows are affordable. You know, you can, sometimes they're $10, sometimes they're $20, $15, sometimes, and sometimes they get a little more expensive, of course, but definitely affordable. And you don't have to drink or anything like that at the shows. You can just grab water. Most bars give you like what is that called? They give you a receptacle of water, and you can just go fill your own water up and stuff like that. So it's quite good if you're not into that whole thing. And you know what? To be honest with you, buying a beer at a show now is like $9 or something in some places. So I'm like, oh, God. So make sure you get out, check out some bands, and hopefully this next set might convince you. We'll come back after this, and we'll announce some of the shows coming up to maybe you want to attend a couple of them, and we'll go through the Night Danger /CKW concert and event guide. But we're going to start with local yokels, Show Pony, who are doing a bunch of stuff this summer, and it's going to be really, really fun. And they're one of the bands that I would highly recommend you go see. They're super duper awesome live. They are just wicked. So we're going to start with Lightning, the song Lightning, which we've seen quite a bit of here in the province of Manitoba lately, I'll tell you that much. It's CKUW, it's 95.9 FM. The Night Danger Radio Show is going till 3 a.m, and we got like an hour left, and that's it. Holy cow. Jeez Louise.
In the depths of Hi, this is Nick from Show Pony, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Campus Community Radio.
Hey, this is One of Us, and if you're one of us, you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Independent Radio.
This is Satanic Rites, and you're listening to Night Danger Radio on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Taking gas and a couple of friends, still gaining speed. that far. Then I'm at the yard, no time to talk. You won't see me in church on Sunday. I get paid on Thursday, I always broke my Monday. And I call the chief through. I'm
Oh, yeah. CKUW, whoa, 95.9 FM. It's the Night Danger Radio Show, and yeah, we are live in the studio still at, what is it, 2:26 or something in the morning. Good grief. So it's almost quitting time here, and I got to get this going here. There we go. Oh, there's always that little delay, eh? That's interesting. There we go. Yeah, and yeah, we just finished a local yokel set, as we like to do on this show all the time, because we love what's going on in Winnipeg. We go to lots of shows, as you hopefully should as well. There's so much to go see. In fact, there's too much, especially in the summertime. It seems like when Friday and Saturday and even Thursday come around, there's always like kind of like a choice to be made for some of us, and it's like, oh man, why do I have to choose? And that happened to me last weekend. But anyways, we just heard from Winnipeg, We're Only Here for the Snacks, with a song called Don't Screw It Up, from a record called Missed Our Stop, which came out last year and was self-released. This band, I believe they're 14 years old now, most of them. I mean, okay, wow. So 14, I don't know what's going to happen when they're 18 years old. I mean, they're probably going to be some sort of super group or something like that. Good grief. But excellent stuff from them. The D-Rangers before that, who just put out a record, of course, last year. We played Can't Outlast by Bills, which, yep, I know what you're saying, from a record called Sketch. That came out in 2025 on the Mighty Transistor 66 Records. One of my favorite records, I mean, hands down, in the world, I would say, is Leaf Rapids' Velvet Paintings. We heard Night Shift off that record, and that came out in 2024 on Mile 33 Records. We heard One of Us from Winnipeg, of course. All of these bands are from Winnipeg. With Tight Rose, from their latest 2026 release, State of Grace, which is put out on Melodic Punk Style Records. We heard the Satanic Rites before that with a freaking Bobby Dazzler of a record called Employment Mancer. And we heard the first single off that one called Cover Lord, and that's a rip-roaring rockin' song. That's 2026, and again, that's Transistor 66 Records that put it out. Thank God they did. And Show Pony kicked the whole damn thing off with Lightning. From their 2026 release, For the Masses. I can't remember what the label is. It's Dream Something. Dream House. I think it's Dream House. I might be wrong. I might be crazy. But it just might be a lunatic you're looking for. All right. Listen, let's get to the concert event guide. We'll let you know about some stuff going on around Winnipeg, and there's tons of it. So tomorrow, or tonight, really, Wednesday night, Etrennes de l'Air are playing their Folkfest favorites. I'd love to go, but my bank account is saying, don't go, don't go. You must wait for another check. But that's Wednesday, June the 24th at Blue Note Park. And they might move that one inside if this rainy stuff can continue. So that's what they did with Bob Log the Third, which I didn't get to go to, but that's okay. That's okay. I'll keep telling myself that's okay. Anyways, Rock at the Park is coming right up, too, with the music of Tom Petty and the Tragically Hip. That's June 25th, again, Blue Note Park. They might be able to get outside for that one. I hope so. Trashed Ambulance, Death Cassette, and The Lost Planet Airmen are June 26th, the Osborne Tap House. I wouldn't mind going to that. Rami Mays, who I haven't seen in a long time, friend of the show, and she's playing with Nicholas Campbell the day after Canada Day, July 2nd at Blue Note Park. The Legends, Heavy Metal Dudes, Anvil are here July the 5th at the Park Theater. I think I will be, in fact, going to that one. And then I'll be going straight from the Heavy Metal Madness to the Winnipeg Folk Festival. That's July the 9th to the 12th at Birdsill Park. Me and Tanis from Listening Pleasures are have the actual pleasure of doing media for CKOW. So expect, you know, some pictures. I'm going to take my fancy schmancy camera and try and figure out how to use it properly. And I'm going to take a bunch of pictures. And we were just talking before my show came on about who we're going to interview. So there's going to be lots of interviews with Folk Fest bands. So stay tuned for all of that. By the way, folks, if you're out there and you're bored and you're an Instagram person, our handle, the CKUW one, is CKUW and then _presents. So go give a follow to us. We'll post up all the pictures and we'll tell you where you can go listen to the interviews. And there's all kinds of good stuff, good information, good local information put up by our program director, Scott. I contribute a little bit, and there's some other folks at the station here who will contribute some stuff to try and keep you informed about what's going on in the community. And that's our job here at CKW for show. All right, where are we here? My goodness, I'm really sad about this, but Winnipeg Punk Fest is July the 10th and the 11th, and that means Alan cannot go to Winnipeg Punk Fest. I went to the first two, and they were spectacular. They were so fun. It was so great. It's inexpensive to go if you're a punk rocker. It's kind of a must for you. That's going to be at Side Stage, and of course, Side Stage, wonderful sound, wonderful cold beverages, great sight lines. It's a great place to see some shows. So check out your internet machines for the bands playing at Winnipeg Punk Fest. It's 2 days of awesomeness. It's so fun. I'm missing this one too: the Bouncing Souls, Suicide Machines, Death by Stereo, and Drowns, who I actually got to see already. July the 12th at the Burton Cummings Theater. It used to be at Park Theater, but they moved it. I guess I don't know why. Who knows? Show Pony, who we just played, and Irvin Miller Band are July the 24th at the Blue Note Park. I got to go to see that. It'd be really fun to see a Show Pony outside, too. Very cool. But anyways, we'll get into that in a second. But the Cosmic Cat Festival is coming up, and that's happening on August the 8th at the Hilltop Resort. So kind of Grand Beach-ish territory there. But the Show Pony are headlining it, along with the Unwashed. You get the Whatevermen, Juste Orange, Sans Regret, Screaming at Traffic, and many more. And that's going to be killer. I think the price, the early bird prices are running out. So maybe check out Cosmic Cat on your internet machines. And if you want to, grab your tickets. They're not expensive. And it's going to be camping, the beach, you know, a bunch of punk rockers, a bunch of rock and rollers. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be great. And CKW is putting that one on, so I'll see everyone down there. Should be excellent. What do we got? We have got, the Burt Block Party, don't forget, is August the 13th to the 16th. Soul Asylum, wow, and a band called Props, who I'm not familiar with, are August 27th at the Park Theater. That apparently is already 70% sold out, is what I'm told. The Tea Party, weirdly enough, we're playing the Mordenkorn and Apple Festival on August the 29th. Wow, crazy. Propagandy are playing a sold-out show at the Burton Cummings Theater on the 6th. Sean Burns and Lost Country. The album release is September the 18th at Side Stage. I'm about to play his first single off his new record. AC/DC are September 20th at Princess Auto. You know, if you check the Pyramid Cabaret's website, they're doing some sort of pop-up AC/DC merch thing at the Pyramid. I didn't really read too much into it, but if you're a big AC/DC person, that might be something you want to check out. And you can probably buy your official AC/DC merch before you head down to the big old stadium, you know, for sure. So don't forget, we're looking way ahead here, but Unsane are September 24th at Blue Note Park. The Watchmen and the Rippers, who just signed up Jenna from Side Stage to be in their band, which is pretty cool, is October the 2nd at Club Regent. Oh, man, I'm going to this. Wasp. October 19th, the Burton Cummings Theater. The Buena Vista Orchestra, if you've ever seen the Buena Vista Social Club, October 25th at Burton Cummings Theater. And lastly and not leastly, GWAR with Midnight and Mac Sabbath and Atomic Rule. That's happening on November the 30th, and that is also at the Burton Cummings Theater. So there's a lot of shows for you. I missed out a few. I'll update my concert and event guide for next week, and we'll have a few more for you, because it's crazy. There's so much going on. And I neglected to mention that, don't forget, the Winnipeg Jazz Festival is on right as we speak. So make sure you head out there. At least go out to Old Market Square and check out some free stuff and walk around and have some really bad food for you from the food vendors. No, they're not all bad, but yeah, if we get a nice night here, that's what I'm planning on doing, is just going to hang out downtown and listen to some jazz music. Hell yeah. So there you go. All right, what do we got here? It is... Oh, good grief. It's already 2:38. So I'm probably going to sign off here. But I wanted to get this one more music set in, or at least most of it. And I've been doing a little bit of... I'm always doing a little bit of snooping around and trying to find out what new music is coming out. So this is a new music set for everybody. And we're going to start with the brand new Boards of Canada record. And I listened to it. I love it. It's great. It's a good, chill record, just like all Boards of Canada records are, really. And they're actually another Scottish band, to be honest with you. So anyways, I'm going to say goodnight now. Thank you so much for listening. And yeah, we'll see you next week. We'll be back in this new studio. And, you know, hopefully it goes even a little bit smoother. I thought it was going to go way worse than this, but it turned out okay. It's kind of like, I guess, riding a bike or something. And yeah, and make sure you cheer on Team Canada tomorrow at the World Cup, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're going to play the Swiss. It's going to be epic. And then a little bit later in the day, you can watch the Scots. You can watch the Tartan Army play their final group stage game. And the Bombers are Thursday night after a bye week, so check out the Bombers on Thursday. And yeah, and I think the Goldeyes, if I'm not mistaken, are in town. So, you know, on a homestand. So make sure you check everything out. There's so much going on. I know no one has enough money for this, but hey, you gotta do it. Sorry, the Goldeyes are the 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th at home. So you can go and check out some Goldeyes action for sure. Take care, everyone. Thanks for listening. See you later. Goodbye. 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 Goodbye.
check out my hands. My chiming chords on a gold tone mandolin guitar. Front of my eyes, yeah. My baby girls, they keep me high, yeah. Ain't on no trips though, no LSD. True love is the pure drug. Feel I can fly for a while.
coming. Hi, my name is Alan Cross. I am a person who got their start in radio at CKUW. And you are listening to Night Danger Radio on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hi, this is Corey Thomas, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Campus Community Radio.
Time down to a blue nose dime, floating like some driftwood in a creek. Despite relief from the state, friends who could relate, I was needing of some glory over me. I bore my family's name. I can't help but bring us shame. There's nothing but red lights up ahead for me. I never questioned your rules. Stood in a long, long line of fools. Still there has to be some glory there for me. Is everything I've wished for right behind this little pass? Is it a lack of courage or opportunities that I've passed? I can't help my expectation. I won't settle till I'm beat. There just has to be some glory out there for me.
You left, the silence is as loud as an Afrobeat band. I stay up late watching Jean-Claude Van Damme. Well, nothing makes sense, but man, he can do splits. God, my life has been shit since you've been gone. The only thing that keeps me sane and hanging on is drinking suds in a bathtub with Hank. I'm in the bath with Hank Williams again. He tells me things won't be alright. I believe him. I'm in the bath with Hank Williams again. Got no words of advice. It's like it did not turn out all right. I'm in the bath with Hank Williams again. Only took about a month to find someone new. Turns out Hank, he's got a song about that too. And he sings to me all about the way that you love. And as I listen to that sad, lonesome sound, I pound beers and try not to drown. I wish it was back with me washing my hair with Pantene Pro-V. A prune, I'll watch Lionheart and Bloodsport and think about you. And now nothing makes sense. We're taking a bath with Hank. I'm in the bath with Hank Williams again. He tells me things won't be alright, you know what? I believe him. I'm in the bath with Hank Williams again. He's got no words of advice. His life, it did not turn out alright. I'm in the bath with Hank